Melancholia, a 2011 science fiction drama art film written and directed by Lars von Trier. Introduction: Melancholia is Justine's state of mind. It is like she is telling the world that the world is going to end by divine intervention, because she has been into atheism for a long time, but now it is time for her to recognize that the real truth is different from atheism. It is as if she has discovered that understanding the real meaning of transcendence takes to be agnostic. It is like being agnostic. It is what it is necessary to receive from the proper source the meaning of real transcendentalism. It is like she always thought that Christianity is a false belief. It's like she's having the state of mind that someone who's been down and depressed for a long time has to have because of being a denial of transcendentalism and later not be able to be that denial. It's like her atheism is gone now, and now that she has seen the real meaning is the time for the world to end. It's like she perceives that the world is sick a lot about nothing but false beliefs. It's like now the world is ending and that end is received by her as something that cannot be really not understood after all. She is accepting it in a pleasant way because now she believes in transcendentalism and does not have that fear that atheists have to die. The ones who are into beliefs that are false about the real truth of transcendentalism are the ones who are not going to face it in a pleasant way, because those ones are the ones that are wrong in this world. It is like that, and that is the way it should be for us. Some believe in God and in the afterlife, but that God and that afterlife are not in that way that the false beliefs believe that them are. It is as if the protagonist of this film, Justine, is having a terrible way of denying herself because the world seems to her a place where terrible things happen. It is like she is having to have a vision about all of it. The world, it is a place that she does not like because she is having so much a notion about it that brings her down. Because she turns out to be the one who will stay depressed because they have expectations placed on her that she cannot adequately cope with. It is like she is having the terrible idea of getting married a lot, but that does not bring relief for her, because she is having only negative ideas about something that burdens her with responsibilities. She has that melancholy that breaks her in the inside. It is as if she is into having an attitude of being very much in love, but the world seems empty of any belief that is adequate. It is as if she is having that atheistic vision, and all beliefs of this world seem false to her, because when she has the sensation of being into that beliefs, that means a breakdown, because any belief that she follows makes her sick, and she finally reacts by finding that the real belief exists and it is not as if it is the same as any existing belief. It is a belief that comes from agnosticism. Because from agnosticism she finally receives the real truth, and having a fixed set of beliefs means denying what it is to receive the real meaning of transcendence. It is as if now she is having so much time to check about what the real meaning is, and the way to achieve what it has to be achieved is to be open and feel with the senses and feel from the proper position. It is like she is sick because she has a need to believe, but she is not the type of person who believes in anything. She needs to simply believe in a true belief, and her education as an atheist has made her lost when he needed more and more the real sense of transcendentalism. As she needs more an answer, she feels more broken because of her upbringing. She has been raised by atheistic parents, and that is meaning that she cannot easily be a believer. She belongs to the group of atheists, but she is different because she has an urgency all the time about the real meaning of it all. It is like she has the need to make sense because she finds that atheism is not the answer for her. It is not the answer because she knows that there is something more than materialism, and she feels the need to find the answer because she is lost about it all. Her mind wanders and is trapped by melancholia, because melancholia is going to make her totally depressed, lost and meaningless, but in that deep state of mind she is going to find that the real answer for her is agnosticism. And once she leaves the fixed position of atheism and the fixed position of false beliefs, she is going to find that the answer comes to her. It is like being an open book where the answer is written. She will open her mind to the answer. The depression will vanish as soon as her wandering mind is freed from not accepting transcendentalism and from losing time denying false beliefs that she never has considered acceptable. As soon as she opens her mind to be revealed the truth, she will then feel courageous again. and atheism will be nothing but despicable and other false beliefs will be nothing but blindness, she is now ready to find, ready to receive, ready to believe in the unknown, and she will feel that transcendentalism exists in a way that will make her a believer, and she will have faith in something that is unknown to her but that will make her not be for a longer time without faith again. Justine shows some supernatural clairvoyance when later in the film she guesses the number of bins inside the glass jar, the number of bins that the guests to the celebration put in the jar. At a certain moment she says that the planet Earth will not be missed by someone and that this world it is a cruel world. It seems that Justine has had ideas about all the misery that exists in this world, the confrontation between different groups with different ideas and how all this is useless and meaningless. The misery in this world covers everything and leads to the most infamous sadism constantly, and melancholia is an allegory of how someone who is transmitted by real supernatural forces is revealed that the solution to end all this absurd sadism is the end of humanity, and melancholia means the end of all this inhumanity on Earth, because the ones who are wrong and are the worst cause of problems are the unbelievers and the believers in false beliefs. And they are creating all the problems and all the sadism in this stupid world. The ones who are agnostic are the ones who are willing to openly receive the truth. They are not distorted and blocking the answer. The answer that comes from true transcendentalism cannot be easily received rather than being an agnostic. And later, if the truth channeled to the receiver is really convincing, the receiver will become an agnostic theist. A believer in transcendentalism who must remain open to receive the true answer that resolves his questions about transcendental questions. In this movie, the end of the world means that time has run out for more misery caused by the ones who are wrong. It is like time has run out because those who are wrong are not going to change. The massive stupid attitude of possessing the real answer and agreeing to die or kill to defend something that is wrong has met its end. And the end will put an end to all the suffering caused by arrogance and the stupid ways of acting of idiots without enough intelligence, the destructive ways of to act. They will finally find destruction because planet Earth is going to meet its end. This is why Justine says that no one is going to miss Earth and that this planet is a cruel world, because she has been in a low for months, and if something has taken her out of that mental state it has been melancholia. Because now she feels that it is time for justice, because all injustice was and is real for her. Because when you are in a low the world seems nonsense and all sadism points to oneself just because of being useless and having a wandering mind trying to make sense but not getting anything but feeling that this world has no meaning, that most of humanity is wrong and that the solution seems to be very far from the present. But Justine recovers and does it because she is feeling that the uncertainty and the unknown is now being felt by all humanity now that melancholia is not known if it will really collide with the Earth or not, and humanity is feeling that this event could be a sign, the sign that humanity has lost all opportunities to continue with its cretinism, a sign of the extinction of life on Earth, ending all cruelty and sadism. Lack of intelligence has brought the end of inhumanity. Justine feels recovered because melancholia is the answer to everything that has been transmitted to her during her melancholy or depression. It is meaning that divine justice is taking place and time. And it seems that justice is what she has waited for so long when she felt the cruelty in this world, about the lack of meaning and about not finding the answer to all the confusion. There was a lot of distortion and channeling was difficult, but in the end melancholia ended with his melancholy. And it is not because of his state of melancholy what melancholia has come to collide with the Earth, it is rather because divine justice has reached this end. What has made this justice become real? It has become real at this moment because the world did not mean change. The world is repeating the same mistakes all the time. Madness never stops and humanity always commits the same wrong actions. It is not that no one can be revealed the truth. It is that lies are taken as the truth when it is not, and different positions with different false truths defend their positions against each other in a way that creates generalized insanity and is absurd in the end. Justine Winmore in a low did not make sense at all. Everything was reduced to absurdity and she felt extremely sensitive to all the damage caused, because her mind found no relief. Now the part 1 titled Justine Begins. Justine and her naive husband are going to their wedding celebration. Justine is acting like her husband is the man for her, but he is really naive and not such atheism that she is. She is having time to have fun, but that fun is really sick for her, because she is not that type of woman to support that man. She is not that wife that requires to be the wife of that man. Now they arrive at the place of celebration where Claire, her sister, and her husband John wait for them. Justine notices a star in the sky that is really Melancholia, a wandering planet that later collides with the Earth. Now the bride wants to visit her horse and acts like a little girl. She is showing an easy attitude, but it is not that easy to do the right thing for someone like her with a husband like him. Now they are received by the guests in the celebration room. Her family is there and they are that type of non-believer like Justine. Her mother is a really despicable woman and she is against all conventions. She does not feel happy having to speak for all the people who are there. Her father is joking with the waiter and wasting his time. Now Justine's boss is talking to everyone about her. He is after a new tagline of her for his work, but she does not pay attention to it. Now the father is going to speak to everyone present there. He maintains a sarcastic attitude and talks about her mother. The mother speaks now and manifests an atheistic attitude when she says that she did not go to church and that she does not believe in marriage. She is openly against that marriage. Now Claire tells Justine to go to another room. They go to a room and Claire tells her that it has to be serious. Now they are back with the guests. Justine leaves the place and goes outside to the garden. She moves around the golf course in the golf cart. She acts in a strange way. She remains there alone, pissing on the grass and looking at the night sky, at that star that is actually Melancholia. Now in the celebration room, everyone is looking for her. She enters the place and kisses her husband. He is going to speak for all of them now. He is someone normal and does not have that bitter sense of humor of non-believers like her family. Now everyone is dancing. Justine seems happy. Now she is taking her little nephew to bed. Claire appears in the room. The little boy is asleep and Justine is asleep next to him. Claire wakes up Justine. She seems to be losing her strength. It is as if she is manifesting negativism. She is being told by Claire that she better not sleep during the celebration. Justine says that she has visions of her and in those visions she does not have the strength to continue properly. Claire tells her not to say that to Michael, Justine's husband. Now Justine is in the bathtub staring into space. Her brother-in-law is going to look for her. He knocks on the door and tells her to go to the celebration room. Now her brother-in-law is talking to Justine's mother. She answers in a despicable way and refuses to participate in what he requires. Now Justine's brother-in-law puts Justine's mother's clothes and things and puts them in a suitcase. Now he takes the suitcase and the rest of her luggage and throws everything in the front stairs at the entrance to the mansion. Now in the celebration room, Justine and Michael cut the wedding cake. Now Justine is told by her husband to go to another room alone to talk. They go to a room. There he gives her a photo from the place where he wants them to settle together. The photo shows orange trees in a place in the country where he wants them to live. She says that the place is nice, but it really is not for her. She feels that the plan of her husband she does not like. They kiss and she leaves the room. Now she is in another room when her brother-in-law enters. He tells her that the wedding has been very expensive. He is angry because she is not behaving properly. He wants her to be happy with the celebration. Now she is in the celebration room again. Her father dances with her now. Now her boss introduces her to his nephew. Her boss wants a tagline from her. The boss pretend his nephew gets that tagline from her. Now the boss's nephew dances with her for a little while. Now Justine goes to a room where Michael and Claire are together. As soon as Justine enters the room, Michael leaves the room. Now Justine and Claire are talking together. Claire thinks that Justine is acting and hiding her true feelings. Now Justine takes her mother's luggage to the room where the mother is. Justine tells her mother that she is scared. She says that she is worried and she lacks strength. Her mother speaks in a despicable way and tells her to leave her room. Justine says again that she is scared and her mother orders her to leave the room. Now Justine is back in the celebration room. She seems lost. Her husband looks at her and cannot hide his concern. Now they both drink from a bottle. Now Claire tells everyone to go out to the garden. They all go out to the garden. They are going to let dedication balloons fly. Now Justine is standing there with her eyes closed. She seems very tired. Now all the people are back in the celebration room. Justine and Michael go to a room. He looks not normal but still, so he starts to undress. She tells him to sit next to her in bed. They kiss now but she feels sick. He tries to make love to her but she stops him. Now she leaves the room. She goes outside where the golf course. Suddenly her boss's nephew appears there. She pushes him and he falls on his back. She places herself on him and has sexual intercourse there with him. Now again in the celebration room, Justine dances with her father. Now Justine and her father are outside in front of the entrance of the mansion. She tells her father that she needs to talk to him. He agrees to spend the night at the mansion to talk to her the next morning. Now Justine is in the garden and her boss talks to her. They talk and again the boss talks about that tagline that he expects from her. Now she gets angry with her boss. She tells him she hates him. She resigns from her job and leaves. Now Justine finds Michael. He says to her to leave the mansion. She nods and he tells her that everything could have been different for them. He kisses her on the forehead and leaves while she remains there. Their relationship is over. Now Claire is there and tells Justine that sometimes she hates her a lot. Now her boss's nephew talks to her about becoming a couple. She tells him it's not a good idea. Now Justine is inside the mansion. She's looking for her father but in his room he finds a note that says that he has left the place. The next morning Justine and Claire go horseback riding together. Justine says that she has at least tried. They ride in the surroundings of the mansion. Now Justine's horse does not want to cross a bridge. Justine looks at the sky and cannot see that star that she saw the night before. Now part 2 starts and is titled Claire. In the mansion, John, Claire and their little son, they are together. Justine is talking on the other end of the phone. They try to get Justine to get into a taxi to take her to the mansion. Now they talk about Melancholia, the wandering planet. Now everyone knows that planet that they say will pass close to planet Earth. John tries to convince Claire that the planet will not collide with the Earth. Now they are at the entrance of the mansion when the taxi arrives there. Justine gets out of the taxi to enter the mansion. She seems very sick and without any strength. They take her to a bed. Later Claire wakes up Justine and makes her take a bath. Justine has no energy to move herself. Claire takes Justine where the others. They eat all together when suddenly Justine breaks down crying. She deals with being sick and depressed. They take her to bed again. Now she is in bed and her little nephew goes there and shows her pictures of Melancholia on his laptop. Now Claire goes there too. The little kid is leaving and Justine says the planet doesn't scare her. The next morning the two sisters are in the garden. Suddenly it starts to snow while the sun shines. Justine feels happy about it. Later they are eating something. Justine seems to have regained her appetite. Now she is with her horse and Claire gets there too. They are going to ride together again. They are riding now and again Justine's horse refuses to cross the bridge. Justine whips the horse savagely, hurting her horse. Now she looks at the sky and sees Melancholia. Back at the mansion, Claire is at the window looking at Melancholia and seems worried. Now at night Justine's horse makes noise. Claire goes to him and calms him down. Now she is outside when Justine goes outside. Claire, she sees Justine walking along the garden and goes after her. Suddenly Claire sees that Justine is lying on the ground naked and looking at Melancholia in the sky. Justine does not know that Claire is watching her. Now in the morning the next day they are all out of the mansion. The little kid has invented a contraption to check if Melancholia is approaching. In a short time Melancholia will pass near planet Earth. Now it is later and it is getting dark. Claire looks at the planet through the telescope of her husband. She goes inside and searches the web about Melancholia. She finds information about what Melancholia is going to collide with the Earth. Claire is really worried and fearful. Her husband really believes that Melancholia will not collide with Earth. Now in the next morning Claire is keeping a bottle of tablets in a drawer. Her husband watches her do it. Later Justine and Claire are together. That next night Melancholia will pass near the planet Earth. Claire seems distressed and Justine says that no one will miss the Earth. Justine says that the Earth is a cruel place. She says that she knows things. Justine pretends to let Claire know that she is clairvoyant. Justine now says that there is no life on another planet in the universe. Now it is dark and it is 11 p.m. John is trying to wake up his little son, but he is very asleep and does not wake up. John and Claire go outside to see Melancholia go by. They are looking at the planet through the telescope. Justine is now there with them too. Claire and John are talking about Melancholia. John says that now the planet is distancing itself from the Earth. Now they both use the contraption created by their little son. They are all sitting at the table outside. Claire suddenly feels sick. She is having a lot of anxiety. John reassures her. Claire uses her son's contraption to check Melancholia's size. The planet is smaller now. That means Melancholia is moving away from the Earth. Now inside, Claire tells Justine to be happy. Justine says it's hard to be like she is. Now the next morning, John and Claire are outside the mansion. Claire seems to be more relaxed, but John seems concerned while looking through the telescope. Claire falls asleep for some time and suddenly wakes up. She goes to the telescope. John is not there. She uses her son's contraption to check the size of Melancholia. She uses it to check if it is approaching or moving away. Suddenly she realizes that Melancholia is approaching. She looks for John. She goes inside and looks for the bottle of tablets in the drawer. She notices that the bottle is now empty. She asks Justine about John. Justine says that the horse has calmed down. Claire goes where the horses are, and there she sees John lying on the ground and dead after an overdose with the tablets. Now Claire's little son has woken up. Claire calls Justine to have breakfast outside. Claire says that John has gone to the nearest town. Now Claire uses her son's contraption to check the size of Melancholia again. Now she is crying. She takes her little son with her and takes him with her to a car. The car does not start. She tries it in another car and the same thing happens. Justine asks Claire what happens. Claire doesn't answer. Now Claire and her son are in the golf cart. They leave while Justine prefers to stay there. Claire is driving the golf cart, but when they reach the nearby bridge, the golf cart stops and does not start. Claire continues on foot with the kid and suddenly it starts to rain hail. Now they sit on the grass. Claire is sick and is walking with her son in her arms towards the mansion. There Justine is sitting on a wall. The three enter the interior of the mansion and Claire takes the child to her bed. Claire tells Justine to wait for the final moment, drinking some wine in the garden. Justine says that the plan is absurd. Claire is crying and tells her that sometimes she hates her a lot. A little later, Justine is with her little nephew outside. The kid is scared and says that his father said that there would be no place to hide from what is going to happen soon. Now Justine tells him that they can build a magic cave where they can be protected. They go together in search of sticks to build it. Now the magic cave is built. Justine, Claire and the kid are placed inside it. The end is near now. Claire is very scared and cries. Justine tells the kid to close his eyes. The three of them hold hands. They are there together waiting for the end of all this, and the end comes when Melancholia finally collides with planet Earth. It is the omnicide and total destruction of planet Earth, and with it the end of all humanity and inhumanity.